Good morning. It's 9:07. Welcome back. Got a cloudy sky going here, 26 degrees. On our Talk Around Tuesday, and every Tuesday, we got to talk real estate. Nobody better to do that with than the folks at Action Realtor. Sherry Bell in this morning. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we talked before we went on the air. I said, how's everything in the world of real estate? You said, kind of hit or miss. Cooler temps. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about that. Do you typically see that when the weather's kind of iffy?
You know, we really do. We follow the school year and we follow the weather is what we've usually gone by. And if it cools down or, you know, if it's raining, snowing, what have you, you know, a lot of people are thinking they just really don't want to go out and look at houses.
Right.
The temperature starts to go up and the sun comes out and people get the buzz to go look.
See, I've got, I still do, I've got a stack of questions sitting on my desk, but I thought of one the other day I wanted to ask you. In your years of real estate experience, do you ever get a home buyer and they want to sell, and so they list it with you and they go through everything, and then suddenly, for whatever reason, they just back out of it and say, you know what, thought twice about this, now we don't want to sell, or we don't want to buy. Does that happen?
You know, it could happen, and you know, we've had a couple situations where we've been faced with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on where we're at in the situation. If we have a seller that has their house under contract, and then which means there's an offer on it, they've accepted it, and it's set to close, at that point, if the seller decides to back out, it's very possible that we could end up in court.
Okay.
You know, the buyer has done everything that they, you know, committed to do in that purchase agreement. So if the seller backs out, there's going to be an issue.
That's a slippery slope. I was just wondering the other day thinking about that. And it's, gee, I wonder if you've ever come up against that.
You know, one time we did, and, you know, I just explained, you know, to the seller what the repercussions would be, you know, and winding up in court and so on and so forth. And they said, you know, thinking everything through, I think we got to proceed. So on the other hand, if somebody has their house listed and they don't have an offer on it, of course, they can decide at any point if they don't want to sell their home, they can take it off the market.
Right. And we've talked before, you and Steve and I, about pre-approval. And once you're pre-approved, don't do anything to screw that up, because that could mess up the transaction
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, we also see once a person has a contract on a home, don't go out and buy a car or finance furniture or anything like that at that point, because they do run credit checks right before closing. So if your credit kind of has changed since the pre-approval, they will deny the loan even day before closing.
Do they do a look back at all? Like a lot of things, you know, involve like a 2-year or a 5-year look back. Is the same rules apply in real estate?
2 years.
Okay.
Yep.
2 years going back with that. Yep. Now, again, if you're thinking about listing and you're thinking about buying or selling, Action Realty is number one because of one thing. The experience that you have over there and the years of experience between your crew over there. Have you added it up? I mean, total, what are the years of experience you're looking at?
You know, I have recently, and I'm very proud to be part of that group, but our combined years of experience is over 90 years.
Wow.
So, you know, we try to, you know, keep up on everything, and we bring our knowledge to the table, and we're very proud of that.
And I've asked you before, is it daunting? Because information regarding home sales or buying homes seems to change sometimes seemingly by the hour. Is it tough to keep up with all of that?
You know, it really isn't. This is what we do day in and day out. And, you know, if some changes are happening either in the finance world or, you know, rules and regulations, you know, we keep up on it. That's just what we have to do.
All right. We've been talking about rates with Steve, too. And hopefully there'll be a point where those will start to come back down, too.
Exactly.
And that was just, I think, too, and I'll ask you this, Sherry, it was kind of a matter of time with everything else, you know, being the way it is in the country as far as our economy, that it would stand to reason that would follow into real estate as well.
Exactly. And we did anticipate that change. We said, you know, it's bound to change, you know, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it has. So it's affecting things. But, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, the country will get back on their feet interest rates will come back down and we'll all be in a good shape again.
So if people want to buy into that 90 years of experience, 90 plus years, they can contact you and the crew at Action Realty.
Exactly. Our number is 642-4700 and we're located right downtown Wahpeton.
Fantastic. Sherry, great to have you in here as
Thanks.
It is every Tuesday.
Me.
Folks, this will be up in podcast form too if you came in on the middle of this or you want to listen to it again and get this great information. It will be up on our website later on this afternoon at kbmwnews.com. Sherry Bell, again, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's 9:12 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.